What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Eagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and Kevin Walker hanging out with us once again. Perhaps we think Alec Medford will be back tomorrow. So I got some sad news to share with you real quick. At the age of 88, Basketball Hall of Famer and College Basketball Hall of Famer, I always like that, George Raveling has passed away. Now, there's a lot of really interesting things about him, whether it was playing at Villanova, his assistant days, moving on up to being a college coach. Perhaps the most interesting thing about him, though, and I know that covers a lot of ground, he owns a copy of the I Have a Dream speech. Right. Or I guess, honestly, not a copy. It was dubbed a copy at the time, but it is now considered the original because that's what Martin Luther King read from. Raveling was on the podium. He kept the original, asked MLK if he could keep it, and he said yes. And so I know he loaned it to a museum. I don't think he ever sold it, but that's just like a bizarre factoid to throw on there in addition to all of his basketball achievements, Hall of Fame, and everything like that.
Gold medal in LA. Yeah,
man. I just wanted to throw out he might also have the most famous speech in the history of America.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right.
Do you frame that speech? Like,
I guess so. I would want to frame it to protect it, but I wouldn't want to mess with it.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to check and see how much speech it is.
All right. We're going to do a little bit of NFL overreaction or reality right here. NFL overreaction or reality. You are already over the Micah Parsons trade.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to make its way back into our life in about 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks.
For sure.
So that's definitely going to happen where that's going to be the conversation. Do not think that it's going to be anything else. It is going to be Micah Parsons versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And can Micah Parsons, you know, show up Jerry Jones, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's over now. It happened last week. We went through that cycle of it. Now we see what's going on. We are now moving forward with all the fallout from it that's left over is going to be how the Cowboys play from here on. Kevin, we will not this year have a single discussion about the Cowboys pass rush that doesn't involve.
That's probably
true. If the pass rush stinks, can you believe they traded Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Knowing how bad this pass, if the pass rush is awesome, can you believe how good this pass rush is and how much better it would be if Micah Parsons was on the field? But that being said, if the Cowboys can't stop the run, then everything that Jerry Jones said on the day that he was traded will be kind of a, you'll be throwing your hands up going, you said you had to stop the run.
Right.
Why haven't you yet?
Right.
It's going to be the big deal. But Yes, I am beyond it now.
Kevin Walker, overreaction or reality? You're already over the Micah Parsons trade.
Reality. I needed 24 hours. Now we move on to real football.
Woo! I like it. From the 225, way over. From the 682. There's no point in holding on to it. Just like that video of the idiot who yelled at Nico. By the way,
yeah, that was
those people are jackasses.
Let's not do that.
Like in a public setting, in a restaurant, you're going to yell through the window. You're a piece of S.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's you know, one of the things, the last question I asked Will McClay, you remember the last question I asked him when we were out in Oxnard? It was, if you had a suggestion to media about the way they do things, what would it be? And he was like, understand they're also humans. These are also humans too. This dude's in his just regular life hanging out. And you got to go up there and say cuss at him for one. Like, that's rude enough. Like, come on, man. Leave the guy alone.
NFL,
when basketball season starts, then you can yell at him from your seats.
Okay. Yeah. NFL overreaction or reality. Kevontae Turpin will record multiple kick returns for touchdowns this season. Now, when you got the change to the touchback, moving back out to the 35, you wonder if teams are going to be more aggressive at actually kicking the players once again. So, overreaction or reality, Kevontae Turpin will have multiple kick returns for touchdowns.
I don't know, man. If Bones Fossil couldn't dial up a bunch of kick returns for touchdowns, I don't know if anybody can. You know, like, he's the only one I trust because he got the rules changed pretty much. He was the one that changed all the rules.
Does that mean we won't be able to block kicks anymore either?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or call trick plays that don't work on punts.
Whoa, dude.
Sometimes work. I think he's going to have one. I do think he's going to have one, but I'm going to say overreaction on multiple.
All right. Kevin Walker, overreaction or reality. Kevontae Turpin will have multiple kick returns for touchdowns this season.
I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say two. So, yes, multiple.
Two counts as multiple.
I like this from the 806. He will return three, but two will get called back. So, only one.
Oh, man.
Because holding happens.
Yeah. Both. Like,
I can say that.
There are times, I get why Turpin does it. There are times for other teams that you're like, don't run it out. You know, you're going to get a block in the back or a holding call, and you're running down at midfield, and you're feeling all good, and you're like, it's all pointless.
Yeah,
dude.
You know. Flag. You're sitting there going, dadgummit, I just...
And it almost, I don't know if the numbers back this up, but I'm going to say 99% of the time it's on the return team. If you see a flag, you're holding out hope that somehow it's against the kicking team, but it's not. All right, NFL overreaction or reality, the Commanders will regret this Terry McLaurin contract. So Terry McLaurin himself spoke out about that, about receivers over the age of 30, not like taking over. And he goes, the data is the data, which I love. But I think certain people, there's outliers that don't necessarily fit into that data. So overreaction reality, the Commanders will regret the contract extension they gave Terry McLaurin.
His extension goes through 28. I'm kind of curious, is it the money they're going to regret, the amount of money, or the years?
I think it's the amount of money.
Okay, because the years, it's not that much longer.
Yeah,
he can
keep playing.
Yeah. I think that's overreaction. I think they're going to be very pleased with, because that's a dude right there that works his butt off for you, and he always has. Even when you had trash at quarterback, he was out there, you know, towing the company line and being a really good receiver.
Are you biased on this question?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay. Overreaction or reality. Kevin Walker, the Commanders will regret the Terry McLaurin contract.
I'm going to say overreaction. He's played with, I think, 9 quarterbacks since his beginning of his tenure with Washington, and he's been a stud with all of them. He's kind of been the pinnacle of that organization. I don't think it's an overreaction at all.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys very, very much. We're going to break early because we got Brian Schottenheimer going to be talking with us in just a second. But don't worry, we'll get you more fill of overreaction or reality later. Coming up next, let's hear from Shoddy, right?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to hear from Brian Schottenheimer in just 1 minute, but I have some collectible news for you, if that's okay. A record $416 million was spent online on cards this past month. $416 million, including, well, this is actually a separate, I shouldn't say including, Lionel Messi had his first ever $1 million card sold in a private sale. The Panini's Mega Cracks Lionel Messi rookie card, it has skyrocketed in value over the last like 18 months when it sold for $322,000.
Wow, really?
And now, boom, $1 million. This, of course, is where I'm going to transition and tell you Dallas Card Show this weekend. If you want to come hang out, great sponsors, not sponsors, great helpers with Peace-a-thon. Now, I don't know if we need to take a step back. We're usually supposed to look forward in radio at all times. Are you bothered by some of the people who think it's okay to just stick your head in the window at a restaurant and be like, we effing hate you?
I do. I do agree the like he'll kick you out if you're screaming fire Nico. I understand like people being
and
upset
that was soft.
And we thought that we said that at the time. Yeah. We were like, come on, what are you doing? Let people express themselves at the arena like that. That's the right venue for it. I would not want me to be sitting out in public and somebody just walk up and be like, hey, you effing tool. Like it would the way Nico handled it was far better than I would. Also, I just the dude's, I don't know if honestly he can have a public life around DFW.
Yeah. No, you're.
I just don't know if that's an option because, and Adrian was discussing this the other day because some, you know, people ask her, hey, a lot more people will come up to Corey and say hi to him now because, and I'm Corey, by the way, and say, because we do this show. It's a very popular show. Lots of people like it. Kevin does not, but a lot of other people
do. I
don't
care for this show.
He's not very fond of it. And Adrian was like, well, they said, is it weird? And she's like, no, not really, because it's not like we can't go out to dinner.
Sure.
You know, they're like Michael Jordan. Can you imagine life for that? Like, it's awesome having all that cash, but you can't just do what you want to do all the time because you have to find other ways to do it. I think it stinks for him. He made a trade. He made a business transaction in sports. The fans are very, very upset still to this day. And what's sad about it is that people say that even if they were to win championships, that they wouldn't let it go. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, neither do
isn't
I.
Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, I think that's a terrible opinion. I think if they were to win a championship like this year, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I think that proves that he was right. I think that fundamentally proves that he was right. And from the 806, people were talking about David Mulgeta was just on First Take. And I don't know if people will agree with me on this, but I don't really care what he has to say right now about the Micah deal because it's over. Like George Pickens, that's a different deal because that could still be impacted or changed to he'll be back with the team or whatever. But I see what he's saying in terms of like at no point did Micah think he was actually negotiating a contract with Jerry Jones. Clearly, Jerry Jones thought that. At this point, I guess I'm kind of to the point where, like, who cares? Like, you moved on and you traded him, and I don't think either side came out looking really great in this. And, like, then, oh, Micah Parsons was never going to, like, miss games or fake an injury or do anything detrimental to the team. Okay, like, right on. Thumbs up. The fact that he started practicing straight away for the Packers is interesting. But, like, I don't care because it's done. Mm-hmm. It's not like he goes, and so if Jerry says, I'm sorry, then he'll come back. Because if that was the case, then I'd be like, okay.
Let's figure this out. That would be a game changer if they could do that.
Yeah.
If they were just like, never mind, we've changed everything here. We're going back to this. The George Pickens thing, that's a business thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping. I think George Pickens will spend the entire season this year working his butt off, realizing the rest of the NFL's watching.
Yeah.
Like that's what this deal, whatever future deal could be made. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to make that down the road with him because maybe they don't want to pay two receivers that much money. But for this season, they wanted to give a second receiver to Dak Prescott and to Schottenheimer. That's a clear fact because they didn't have a second receiver. Jalen Tolbert's not that. You know, Kevontae Turpin's not that. Mingo, obviously, for the fourth round pick.
Best block and wide receiver you've ever seen.
So they said, hey, we need that. And they went out and got that this offseason with some trades. That was a positive thing. But for the future, I didn't expect Pickens to be here much longer. That being said, the way Mulligetta should treat it is if they want to pay him the most, we'll figure out the deal. We'll work that deal with him. We'll make something like that happen. But the whole approach of letting Pickens be like, well, you know what? Now I'm going to sabotage the Cowboys season because they didn't treat my agent's other client right. Doesn't sound like that would ever even flop.
Yeah, don't let your money get mad. Yeah. Now, we've been tracking this all off season. The players' votes for the top 100 players in the NFL. Now, we got to the top 10. I wanted to run down that with you. If you don't mind, tell me if you have any egregious issues with any of these.
Okay.
Patrick Surtain, number 10.
Best corner in the game.
I would agree with that. Sure. Man, what a deal. I guess now the Broncos are getting. Justin Jefferson, number 9.
He is in my fantasy league the only player scheduled to score 20-plus points that's not a quarterback.
Okay.
Everybody else is... Well, actually, Saquon Barkley just went up to 20 because he's playing the Cowboys without Micah, and obviously Micah can't stop the run.
So yeah.
But...
Miles Garrett, 8.
Okay. Derek, the best.
Derrick Henry, 7.
What a year he had last year, dude.
Do you think that Miles Garrett's the best defensive player in the game then? I know he just won defensive player of the year.
I mean, I would say so. It seems like he's considered that all the time in the conversation of it. He's all paid
right.
Well.
Presser, ready to go right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Not mine. No. I did shower this morning, which is cool. It's white cotton. White could cotton. Be white cotton. Shimko's. Yeah, could be a couple of those guys.
Go ahead, Calvin.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. We saw that Diggs and Guyton were on injury report, full participants. What's your... confidence level that you'll have on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, I think trending in the right way. We've got our meeting with the training staff after practice today, but both guys are, like I said, working their butts off to try to get back and be ready to go, and we'll see how they do today. Today's kind of, as you guys know, a different schedule than what we've had here the last couple years, where we'll still be running around doing things, and then tomorrow goes more of a walkthrough. So Friday's kind of your day to figure out, hey, what are we thinking?
What does it say about those two guys that when they got hurt, we thought they would be further along before they come back, and now they might be here for the opener? What's
it about? It raves about them and their competitive spirit and just the work that it takes. You know, these things don't happen overnight. You know, Trayvon's a guy that, you know, really, truly, when he came back and started working closely with Britt and the trainers, I mean, just took huge leaps and strides, and so proud of him for the way he's attacked this injury and how bad he wants to get out there and play. We have to make the decision of, you know, is he ready to go? He is certainly pushing to do that. And then, you know, when the thing happened with Guyton, we weren't sure. We thought it could be much, much worse. But we also thought this thing could drag on first couple weeks. But these guys have not missed a beat, man. They're here all the time. Players' days off, they're in here getting treatment, and they've all had the vision of getting back. Why? For their brothers. Not to play the Eagles, but to get back here for their brothers and to be part of the team.
One more. How hard has it been to try to manage snap counts and practices because you're not sure if you're going to have them, and you got to obviously prepare for a game?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do that no matter what, whether guys are healthy or not. You always have to find ways to get guys reps and different things like that. But it's a good problem to have, not a bad problem to have.
Brian Todd-Arts with ESPN. You've wanted to be a head coach for a long time. You're closing in here on a couple of days beforehand. Have you thought much about what you're going to say either the night before to the team in the hotel or right before the team goes out onto the field?
No, not really. You know, I think here's the way I view this, and it's funny, I actually caught myself doing this the other day, our bonus Monday. I kind of called the team up, and I kind of got a little fiery and excited about, you know, playing the Eagles and, you know, prime time and all that stuff. And I went to bed that night. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you know better than that. Because honestly, the way we approach things, Todd, is every game we play is just another championship opportunity. It's just another championship opportunity. We get a chance to go out there against the Eagles. You don't get extra credit for beating the Eagles in Philly on primetime than you do for beating the Giants at noon in AT&T Stadium. So what I don't want these guys to do, and I think the coaches are a big part of this, is go in there and try so hard. Oh, we're playing the Eagles. I'm going to do so hard. They're going to make mistakes if they do that. Play free. It's football. Fly around. Love being around with your brothers, man. Just run to the football. Celebrate. Have fun. And so, again, it's going to be pretty consistent throughout the course of the deal. We're guaranteed 17 of these. This is the first one of that. I think our guys will play well. Again, that's kind of going to be my message most weeks.
And then, Dak used the term super excited, I think, 15 or 16 times in the time we talked with us. What's your level of excitement to see what Pickens and Lamb can do for real out there in a real game?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch those guys every day in practice. You know, it's fun to watch those guys. But what I love, Todd, is I love the way they feed off one another and they celebrate one another. You know, as we all know, there's one ball, you know, and the ball can't go to multiple spots on a play. And we've got a lot of really good weapons. You know, Terps having a great, you know, lead up to the season. We're going to run the football. We know that. And so, I'm just excited for how much fun those guys have playing the game as Cowboys.
John Michaud with The Athletic. Now being around George Pickens for a while, what would you say gives you the most confidence that he'll be able to hit the ground running week one, despite, you know, not playing in the preseason?
Yeah, just the consistency that we see every day in practice, the work that he's gotten with Dak, you know. It's one of those situations where, like, these guys with now having a true game plan. You know, we didn't have game plans going in the preseason, so now having real game plans, they're throwing specific routes that they're going to be throwing in the game, so you can get a lot of very specific, I say, refer to as me-to-you factor throws, where I'm throwing this ball to you, and okay, let's work out the kinks here. They've been working really, really hard on that. The one thing I know about George is he's looking forward to the moment because he loves playing the game of football, and I think, again, he'll step up and play well, but also with a lot of passion come Thursday night.
With you knowing Dak, when you guys made that move, did you think that the rapport between him and George would click the way it has?
Yeah, but again, I don't think it was just Dak. I think a big part of it's GP and how GP came in here. And GP's been humble, and GP's been all about, hey, whatever's best for the team. And then CD leaning into GP. So this was never a question about Dak's ability to interact. I'm not that guy that wants one guy to connect with somebody else or anything like that. This is more about just GP's willingness to come in here and open himself up and be vulnerable with our guys in the locker room. And, you know, I'm all about guys being authentic to who they are. And so, but like I said, from day one, it's been awesome.
Nick Harris, 4-star Telegram. You've been building this offense the whole offseason, working with Dak in training camp. How excited are you to finally just put it on the field on Thursday night?
So excited just, again, to see how these guys take the stuff that we've been practicing and get it out there. Obviously going against a great defense. Ton of respect for Vic Fangio and what he has done in his crazy career, and their defense is very, very talented. They're very simple. Their ability to communicate non-verbally is quite astonishing, to be honest with you. They're tied and aligned on the same page with things, and it'll be a tremendous challenge for us, but our guys will be up to it, and I think we'll play well.
And then it'd be your first time building an opening script in a couple of years. Have you already done that, or are you going to do that the day of the game?
No, I start that kind of this afternoon and leading into tomorrow, and we'll get a chance to kind of walk through it a little bit, you know, before we go play. But it's a little bit like riding a bike. You know, you kind of know what you want. Yeah. Doesn't mean it always works, Nick. It doesn't always work. Sometimes you got to adjust. That's what opening game football is about, man, making adjustments. So we'll see.
Joe Hoy, Dallas Morning News. You mentioned that nonverbal, you know, stuff that Vic Fangio does. I guess from an offense perspective, even in scouting, how do you try to pick up on stuff? When do you recognize, hey, that's nonverbal? And what can that do for you guys in terms of providing challenges during the game?
Well, they make everything look the same. You know, they do a really good job. It all looks the same. It all comes out of the quarters-based deal. Somebody did send me, I died laughing, Vic talking to Devontae Smith before practice, one of the practices, and talk about cover two. Well, Vic's not a cover two guy, so there you go. Are they going to play a lot of cover two? Vic, shoot me a text if you're going to play a lot of cover two. I'd love to know. Again, they're well coached, man, and they play hard. But there was a situation where I think it was Washington was running a formation, and they had looked like an automatic the formation blitz called, and Washington changed the strength, and they didn't check up, and they ended up bringing a pressure the other side, which they need to do. And you just as a football coach and a football savant that I was once referred to, you're like, that's really cool. So they're really good.
And then Javonte Williams, Dak Prescott said his nickname for him is Valedictorian Tay because of how well he prepares, and he was a valedictorian previously in his life. How have you seen kind of that ability from Javonte in the meetings and stuff, and what he is able to do and translate that to practice?
Well, Javonte was a little salty today. You know, North Carolina, they had a rough start last night. And then he lost to Terp. We gave him another shot. So they both were 25 in college. So Terp beat Javonte. So TCU's up 2-0 on UNC. But it's funny, I'll tell you a quick story about Javonte. We were doing a move the ball period, I think a week or so ago, maybe one of the Frisco practices. And I kind of pulled a play that we hadn't run in a while. And I was kind of standing back behind the huddle, and I was like, hey, Javonte, you have this. And he looked back, he's like, Shotty, I got you. I got it. But, yeah, he gives you confidence. I think he gives Dak confidence. And I think that's what you love about the guys, man. His preparation is top-notch.
Patrick.
Hey, Coach. Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. Circling back to the offense, you were rightfully hell-bent on keeping things vanilla as possible in the preseason.
7-hour?
Yeah, 7-hour. Yep. Just talk about how excited you are in knowing that you still – and the importance of having that element of surprise going into week 1.
Well, it's the only chance we ever get to do it. You know, next year there's going to be hopefully 20-plus games for people to look at of us. Again, there's just when you put a new staff together, Patrick, it doesn't matter whether it's offense, defense, special teams. Why would you want to already give a very, very talented defense and an incredible coach and Vic and his staff? And why would you want to give them those opportunities to kind of prepare for things? Do they know we're going to run the football? Yep. Do they know we're going to try to throw the ball to George and CD? Yep. Is Terp going to be involved? Yep. But they don't have to see exactly how we're going to build those things.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. You talked so much about wanting to be physical. How much of an early barometer is this going to be in with their offensive and defensive line for just how physical you guys are on the last scrimmage?
Tommy, great challenge, man. I mean, you know, this is these guys, that's what they do. You know, I think if you would talk to Nick and Nick was standing here, I guarantee you one of the things that they would talk about is they want to, you know, own the line of scrimmage. And that's what we want to do. So you got two teams that are kind of built on that. And now you got to get out there and put the ball down and see how the trenches play out. But again, I'm excited to watch our guys go compete. And again, very formidable challenge. Jalen Carter, man, incredible football player. You know, and their offensive line speaks for themselves. I mean, what they've done and what they've been able to do. Jeff Stoutland and I actually coached together in, 1998 at Syracuse University. Jeff was a tight end coach, and he's one of the top two or three offensive line coaches in our league, man. He's just different, and be great to give him a hug before the game.
And then Tyler Booker, how do you gauge his readiness ahead of an assignment like Carter and Davis?
You guys know Book, man. He's excited about the opportunity to go play football. He's played against great players. I don't know if he and Jalen ever matched up. They probably didn't. They probably missed each other with both guys, you know, leaving early. But, again, Jalen's going to win some battles. Book's going to win some battles. And that's football, man. And if you can't get excited about that going into a matchup in a game, hey, man, I get to block Jalen Carter. How cool is that? And Book is ready for the challenge, but it'll be a fun one to watch.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, you helped Javonte Williams out of the preseason. How do you feel like he's physically equipped to handle lead running back responsibilities?
I have no questions about it, Garrett. He's played plenty of football. We practice very physically when we have pads on. We actually, on Wednesday, we had a we were running inside run, and safety came running down. It was actually Elijah Clark came running down, and Elijah had gotten him a couple plays earlier. Tay got a little high, and Elijah got him, and Tay got a little lower, and Elijah felt it. And so I don't worry about Javonte. He plays the game one way. He's physical, and he plays it with passion and really good pad level.
Quickly, on Dak entering his 10th season, how have you seen him really just – grow from the time that you've been here since 2022 on the field, off the field here entering?
You know, he hasn't really changed, man. I commend the guy for the way he prepares every day. You know, here we are, it's Friday in our world, you know, so we're putting in red zone, 2 minute things like that. And when I tell you, when we're up there talking and installing the plays and here's what they've done and this and that, and just to see the guy, man, just compete in the classroom, man, writing everything down and asking great questions and, you know, taking responsibility for different things. Hey, I might do this here or there. I mean, that's something you learn as you get older. I'm sure Dak wouldn't, you know, hey, Shoddy, I got something to add here. Boom, 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 boom. You know, when he was a rookie, he probably wouldn't have done that. But now he's just so comfortable in what we're doing and in his place on this football team that you get excited when guys do that.
Ed Werder, WFAA. You've talked about creating a physical identity and your determination to emphasize running the football. But if you look at this team, it looks like it's best equipped talent-wise with the quarterback and the receivers to be more of a passing team. How do you reconcile that and create the right approach?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ed. It's fair. Again, you have to play physical in everything you do. You know, like throwing the football, you have to be physical, whether it's the protection aspect, the backs picking up blitzes, chipping some of the edges, receivers playing physical to create separation, Dak standing in there taking shots when there's free runners and things like that. But look, you know, we want to be balanced. We want to run the football. You know, there's got to be marriage between your runs and your passes. That's part of it. And then, again, you got to be ready to adjust. And you can be very physical as a football team and not just do it running the football. You can do it other ways. And not my statement, but somebody told me during the interview process of as we were putting our staff together, they said the way that you can tell a physical football team is by looking at the smaller skill guys. And if those guys play physical, then you're a physical-ass football team. And I love that. I say it all the time. And so when I watch CD play and work in practice and dig out safeties and stuff like that, I'm like, that's pretty cool. Or Kevontae Turpin or, Kyer Elam, some of these guys. You know, if those guys are physical, you probably have something pretty cool going on.
Last one, Todd. Back to Diggs and Guyton. If they are available to play, how mindful are you of what they haven't been able to do for a good portion of the summer? And is it easy to mix and match them. Like, you see different corners play, but usually an offensive line, it's, hey, it's your five guys and you roll with them. Do you work through all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, again, it's a little too early to speculate. I would say it's a little easier to mix and match your corners. You're right about that. You know, you're not putting your left guard, right guard in, and then taking them out every couple series. That's not desired. But, again, we'll see how today works, and we'll see how the meeting goes this afternoon. We'll certainly have a plan, but it's much more flexible with you know, receivers or DBs than it is with linemen.
Good. Thanks, guys. Thank you. See you out there.
There you go, Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 901. I do think this is fascinating. Listen to this coach. They picked the perfect guy for this terrible team. He's going to always be optimistic. To be fair, the season hasn't started yet, and they could go on and win the Super Bowl. Do I think that's going to happen? Definitely not. But the season hasn't even started yet. Like, what do you want him to be like? Hell, this season's pointless. We're going to lose on Thursday.
I think Nick Saban would be like, he'd be like, I can't believe these guys. Can you believe they haven't even played three games yet? Like, what are they even doing right now?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. We'll get to the rest of that top 10. And did Bluey almost alter one team's roster?
What?
Next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip and rip it.
And we're going to move quickly on this top 10 for the NFL. Already told you that Patrick Surtain, 10, then Jefferson, Myles Garrett, Derrick Henry, Joe Burrow is number 6. Patrick Mahomes, number 5.
See, down. What happens when you lose the Super Bowl?
From number 1. Also, don't you think it was his, like, pedestrian start to the regular season? but mostly the Super Bowl. I think, why isn't Jalen Hurts in here? He won the Super Bowl.
So is there not an Eagle at the top of the list?
Probably not.
All right.
I'm just kidding. It definitely is. Jamar Chase is number four, so a good little bit of separation between Chase and Jefferson right there.
Yeah, dude, and that's the, like, we say arguably a lot regarding Jefferson and Chase. And the argument seems to be turning towards Chase more right now.
At least, especially from the player's point of view. And that's what makes this next part interesting as well. Josh Allen, number three. Lamar Jackson, number two.
So nobody wants to tackle either one of those quarterbacks.
Agreed.
One, you're going to get embarrassed trying to tackle Lamar.
True.
Two, you're going to probably get run over by Josh Allen.
Man, yeah, and that is a good question.
Remember
about
when Joe Milton told us, I'd rather truck somebody than juke them?
But I wonder that same thing for defenders. Is it more embarrassing to get run over by the quarterback or just like they fake you out and you fall to the ground and like don't even get any contact on them? Lamar Jackson is two, and then Saquon Barkley, number one on the list. Can't say that is particularly surprising. What an incredible season he had last year.
I'm just looking at these numbers real quick on Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. 77 games played for Jefferson, 62 for Jamar Chase. All right,
okay.
Take this into consideration. 495 receptions to 395 receptions. Chase has the least.
Okay.
7,432 yards to 5,425. Here's the thing, though. Justin Jefferson has 40 touchdowns. Chase has 46.
Ooh.
So he has 2,000 less receiving yards. Actually, 2,007, I believe.
100 less fewer receptions.
and six more touchdowns.
Man, and that is interesting because he's essentially played like a full season less. I know 14 games is not exactly perfect, but go with me here. 100 fewer catches, 2,000 fewer yards, but six more touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the name of the game, right?
Yes, it is. It's a great man once said, the only stat that matters is who scored more points than the other team at the end of the game.
Mm.
And if you have somebody that's scoring lots of touchdowns, you should win the championship all the time.
Is the touchdown part of that quote as well? Mm-hmm. Or is that an extra part?
I added that part of it.
Okay. Now let's talk about Bluey.
The Bengals have not won the Super Bowl, so.
Yet. Bluey almost changed the construction of the Carolina Panthers. I have lots of questions about this entire story, but let's lead it to Hunter Renfro to break down how it all went down.
Man, my daughters were in the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wouldn't just leave them in there. But I guess I had like 10 minutes phone calls from Dan, Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter's watching Bluey or something. You know, so got back in the car and had that conversation, I guess.
All right. First of all, Bluey. Quality show.
Oh, very quality
show.
Does
it make parents feel like they need to do more? Yes. Yes, it does.
Don't compare yourself to dogs. Dog parents.
That's true.
Cartoon dog parents.
That's a great.
We can't be that.
That's a great point.
Especially since they're drug dealers.
Okay. I have heard that as well. We're probably not going to get into this right now. But also, his daughter was in the car, but he was not in the car. But he said he was right there. How long did it take to make these 10 phone calls? Was he having a conversation with someone else right outside of
Probably
the
so.
Car?
Probably so. You've done that before.
But he left the car on, right?
I don't know. If you're right there outside of the car and it's not that hot, is it?
I think you have
5 minutes is what I'm told. I was told by a police officer once.
Oh.
Not because I left my kid in the car, but they were
Or you could just leave the car on.
They're like, you have 5 minutes to go in and come and be back out to your car.
If that's the case, don't go in there, right? You have 5 minutes or else what? Your kid is going to like suffocate? Don't do that.
No, I mean, they're saying like legally.
Oh.
They won't. If you've been
the
in
law?
There, that's what that cop told me, Kevin.
Okay.
Am I supposed to trust the cops now?
Okay.
You tell me. Fantext.
From the 214, the only stat that counts is a thermostat. That's a good point.
What about monostat?
All right, let's go from that to, man, you've seen some pretty wild differentials in these reports. So Micah Parsons passed his physical with the Packers last week. Some people say that's because he's fine. But now other reports have come out that said the Packers kind of sort of might have just moved through quickly the physicals so they could make this whole deal work on both teams' timelines. And upon further inspection, he does have a joint sprain in his L4 and L5 vertebrae. Now, what could that mean for the season? Some people think that means he won't play in the opener. Other people are saying that he could have an epidural ahead of that game in week one. And yet other folks still believe multiple epidurals will be necessary throughout the season so he is able to play.
All right, listen, I'm not a doctor.
Oh.
I've never claimed to be one. However, I never knew that epidurals were used for anything other than pregnancy.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever known, like, I guess they give you one in surgeries and stuff, or I thought always like,
I don't know. I've never had a surgery.
Epidurals are terrifying too, because it's like right next to the spinal cord.
Hopefully the doctors know what they're doing. Now, speaking of back issues, the Rams said they expect Matthew Stafford to start on Sunday after he was obviously limited across the preseason with a back injury. Now, the depth chart has screwed over Brian Daboll.
Oh.
He said he's not going to tell you who the number two quarterback is for Sunday because he's like, you don't actually care. You just want to write a story about it. And he said any roster decisions based on who's going to be the backup will be out there on Sunday. Unfortunately, the Giants also released a depth chart going into that game, which lists Jackson Dart as the number two quarterback behind Russell Wilson. Do you think this is not that big of a deal? Because obviously you can still change it before Sunday, or in your face, Jameis.
Jameis, I think, is a vibes guy. I think he's there for...
If I said Russell Wilson, he's the starter. Then yeah, Jackson, Russell Wilson. Then Jameis.
According to ourlads.com, which I've been told is... Listen, I did depth charts for a long time, and our lads is very accurate. So I went to our lads. They have Jackson Dart as the number two starting quarterback or the backup quarterback. Winston third. It's not an indictment on Winston. Jackson Dart performed very well during this, and I think Winston's actually there to benefit Dart on honestly throughout this. If I'm Daboll, the next quarterback I'm going to is Dart.
Right.
I'm not going to Jameis Winston. I understand what he is. But he's there for a reason. It is for veteran leadership around that locker room. That's and around that quarterback room too. So no, I think this is exactly what it's supposed to be, man.
From the 214, that person just learned about epidurals too.
Thank you.
So, and then from the 940, someone who's had 9 surgeries. Screw you, Kevin. I didn't.
Wow.
Mean to lord it over them.
Wow.
I'm sorry about
you
that.
And all what happened to their surgeries?
They just had a lot. And so.
So sorry.
Just getting your wisdom teeth out doesn't count, right?
That's a surgery.
Okay. Then that one.
I'm sure that dentist says, no, I'm a surgeon also.
By the way, Dwayne Carter, the defensive tackle for the Bills, 3rd-round pick last year, he tore his Achilles. He will be out for this season. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, one game, one gesture, and 3 stats that encapsulate the Rangers' surge. Next right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.